JD's Heroes.
It's time for JD's Heroes, and this week it's a nomination for a lovely lady called Laura. The nomination comes from Laura's mum, Leanne. Now, normally, mothers are tearing their hair out at daughters, but not you, Leanne. You've nominated her for a JD Hero Award.
Yes, because she's amazing, JD. Her life every day is so difficult for someone so young, and she just gets on with it and doesn't complain and doesn't ask for help. And for me, she really is an amazing person. So I couldn't do it.
How old is she and what has she had to deal with?
Well, she's 23 now, but when she was 18, she had her first baby and he only lived for 7 hours. But when she was 32 weeks pregnant, he was diagnosed with a rare condition called holoprosencephaly, where the brain doesn't develop. So she had to carry him then for a further 8 weeks, knowing that he wasn't going to live past the day he was born.
Really?
Oh, God. I cannot imagine, having had a baby, I cannot imagine anything worse.
And it was awful. And as a mother, watching my daughter go through that was the worst thing ever. She held it together really well, and I was like a blubbering idiot.
Yeah.
There she is, knowing that she's got this baby inside her that, when it comes to giving birth, isn't going to last past his first day.
No, he lived for 7 hours.
Wow.
But unfortunately, Laura was very poorly, and she ended up in intensive care for nearly a week. I nearly lost her as well.
Oh,
So, it was a really, really, really tough time, difficult time. But then 18 months later, so she had Lucas. He was born 13 weeks premature at 27 weeks and 2 days.
That's really, really early, isn't it?
You just cannot imagine. I didn't realise babies were that tiny.
Yeah. I mean, I know when I had Kaylin that they're really reluctant, you know, they really want you to get to at least 39 weeks if possible.
Yeah, he was born at 27 weeks and 2 days, and he was in intensive care for 8 weeks. But he was about a year old, I think he was, 10 months old, when he was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, quadriplegia. So he's physically disabled before in August, and he's in a wheelchair. And Laura is his arms and legs. And she does everything for him. And she's had another baby in September, Alfie, who's 8 months old now. He's an absolute diamond. He's such a dream, and he's perfect in every way, shape or form. She just deals with both of them, all on her own. She goes shopping into town, she goes off clothes shopping into town, and she's got the wheelchair and the pushchair, and she's clothes shopping. And I'm like, how do you do it?
She's an amazing girl.
Oh, do you know what, Roisin? She never asks help in any way. She just gets on and deals with it day in, day out. Doesn't moan, doesn't complain. Oh, I couldn't do it.
We've got something amazing lined up for Laura. So what I'm going to do, we're going to play a song and then we're going to give Laura a call, let her know that you've nominated her, and give her a little surprise for her and the kids.
Oh, lovely.
So this week's JD's Hero nomination comes from Leanne, who lives in Canley. Now, Leanne, you've nominated your daughter Laura. She's how old?
23.
And just a reminder, she's got two children. How old and what are they called?
Lucas is and a half, soon to be 4 in August, and Alfie is 8 months old.
Aww. Now, where will Laura be at the moment?
At home, looking after the boys.
Have you told her we're calling?
I have. I've told her you're calling, and it's to do with the Walk of Warwickshire, and that's all I've said.
Are you signed up to do it, are you?
Yes, we have.
Oh, amazing. I look forward to seeing you in June, then, for the 12-mile walk. Right, let's give her a call and let her know a surprise, all right?
OK.
Hello, is that Laura?
Hello. Yes, we can.
Laura, it's JD from Free Radio.
Hi, are you right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you, Laura?
Rubbish so far, because I'm not very well, but apart from that, it's okay.
Oh, what's wrong?
Terrible chest infection, thanks to my mother.
Has she passed it on, has she?
She has. I told her, stay away, and she come round and give it to me.
Oh,
how nice of her to share.
Mothers, they're so annoying, aren't they?
I know, they tell us to share, but there's some things we really shouldn't share.
Apparently, you signed up to do the Walk of Warwickshire.
I have, yes. I've had two children who have both been in the neonatal unit. One of them, my eldest, Lucas, was born at 27 weeks. So obviously he was 13 weeks premature, and he was very, very poorly. But they've done absolute miracles, and thankfully he sat across from me playing. And then I had a little boy, Alfie, who was born on time, but he had pneumonia and meningitis. And the wonderful staff in there picked it up instantly. They're an amazing team in there. And obviously I owe them my life for saving both of my children, really.
I'm not ringing about the Walk of Warwick. I mean, it's great that you signed up. I'm ringing for something else. Now, you know your mum is passed on this chest infection, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Laura, your mum's nominated you to be a JD hero.
No way.
She just wanted to publicly recognise what you've been through and how amazingly well you've coped with it all. Leanne told us how you don't ask for help, you just get on with it. Even though, you know, you do have a son who's in a wheelchair and he's got cerebral palsy, you know, you manage it so well, especially at the age of just 23.
Laura, do you know your mum is the proudest mum in the world?
I'm actually, like, sitting crying now. I'm going to kill her.
We're going to send you to the Belfry for a 90-minute aqua spa journey. You can chill, relax, take time away from your hectic schedule and the kids and everything else. Then we're going to give you lunch in the Leisure Cafe. And